Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Mid-August irrigation strategies become critical as the growing season will come to an end and your crops will mature for harvest. Extension educator Steve Melvin discusses late-season irrigation strategies on today's Almanac.
So we're near the end of the growing season, and we need to really start thinking about 30 days out to the end of irrigation season when our crop will be mature, and start using up some of that stored soil water. Earlier in the season, you know, around tassel pollination time for corn, you know, a lot of times we can be 2 inches a week or something with water use, but we're clear down when we get to dough stage or such a matter to about an inch and a quarter a week. So we really need to start thinking about it 30 days out and start using up some of that stored water. For field capacity 30 days out, we want to start just delaying the next irrigation a little bit and use up some of that water so we can have the soil as dry as possible and not hurt the yield. I mean, of course, that's the most important thing is to keep the yield there, but we want to have the soils as dry as we can going into fall. Yeah, the only thing to kind of keep in mind with soybeans versus corn is that, you know, soybeans mature pretty much based on the calendar, where the sun's at, is where corn is a growing degree day type of thing. And so the water use would be about the same for corn, whether it's a cool August or a hot August. It'll just mature a little quicker if it's hot. The water use will be about the same. And so kind of keep that in mind that, you know, the beans will mature pretty much on the calendar. The corn, it's based on just how warm a conditions it is. So there's just a little bit of difference between corn and soybeans. For an example, about the dough stage with corn, it takes about 5 inches of water, and I believe about 24 days to mature the crop. And so you can see the water gets use gets quite a bit lower later in the season. You know, the days are shorter, they're cooler, and the crop's starting to senesce, so the water really drops off. And we've seen that, you know, with looking at some data from the Upper Big Blue NRD that I've analyzed each year, that guys typically tend to overwater late in the season. In fact, I think in 2017, which this year may be kind of like that one, about 75% of the guys overwatered late in the season. In other words, their soils got wetter from mid-August into mid-September. And what we're really trying to do is just the opposite. We're trying to use that water up. So a guy just needs to keep in mind that water use really drops off late in the season. And soil water monitoring equipment's the best way to tell it, but also you can use other things. We've got a calculator that's based out of CropWatch that you can put your numbers, your crop in, and the maturity date and things, and you can kind of see what that water use is going late into the season. But it gets pretty low, you know, from that 2 inches in the peak in the summer, you know, it'll drop down under an inch a week when you get on later into the year. So you really need to just look up the numbers and that information's out there. Certainly take a look at the sources and see what it is late in the season. I really like to back up about 30 days before black layer and start thinking about it then, because what we really don't want to do is have the soil at profile at the dent stage and then just walk away from the field and not put any irrigation water. We want to slowly use up that deeper water down at 4 feet that we want to use up late in the season. So it's best about 30 days before black layer or maturity of the crop to start using up that stored water and not just wait until the last minute. I mean, the pivot doesn't care if it goes around on September 10th. I mean, you know, we may not want to irrigate anymore, but the pivot really doesn't care. So if we kind of delay it, assuming there might be some rain come, it does still rain in the end of July and September. And so, you know, we just kind of start slowing down. Procrastination's not good on too many things on the farm, but that, you know, last few irrigations might be an exception to that, and procrastinate a little bit. And you know, if you got to run the pivot around on 10th of September because it didn't rain and you're needing some water, start it up and use it, but that's better than leaving the field really wet.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Market Journal show. You can watch Market Journal Saturday mornings at 7 on Nebraska Public Media or see past programs on the Market Journal YouTube channel. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.